I'm curious about reactions that you've had over the years to songs like I Feel Like I'm Fixing to Die Rag and the Ballad of the Green Berets and the Ballad of Colonel Calley and other slightly more abstract songs like War by Edwin Starr that's just against war in general but was clearly directed at the Vietnam War that was going on at the time. I know they roused a lot of reaction back in the day, but how has it continued or has it dissipated a little or people still get upset when you play a certain song?
When Barry Sadler wrote the Ballad of the Green Beret, he was in country. It was 1964. It was not the version that became the top-selling single for 1966. The song was refined when he was back in the States recovering from some injuries. Sadler became the face of the U.S. Army in 1966 as the need for young men increased. Sadler was sent to high schools and colleges around the country to talk to young men about the advantages of enlisting. His face was on a campaign to sell U.S. savings bonds. I have a record with a short intro where he says, "This is why you ought to buy bonds," and it's very much like bond drives of World War II. I think for most people in country, the song was acknowledged as very popular, but I have at least 8 or 10 parodies written by Marines or non-Green Berets. It was a tune with which they were all familiar, but I think that most grunts felt that the Green Berets were overrated, and the lyrics of some of the songs make clear that they weren't nearly as impressed with the Green Berets as Barry Sadler would wish them to be. The other side of the continuum, the Ballad of Lieutenant Calley, that arrived in 71, I believe it is. It shot up the charts. It supposedly sold almost 1 million copies in a couple of weeks, and then it disappeared. I think it was too controversial. It was a country tune that came out at the time that Calley was facing a court-martial for the civilian deaths at My Lai. It's a song that I use when I do a presentation on Vietnam, but it's not one that is sufficiently familiar, I think, that most people will get that same visceral reaction. I think Calley and My Lai have faded into the background, and one of the things I try to do is make people aware of a hero at My Lai, and that's not real easy to do. But there was an Army warrant officer who helped stop some of the killings at My Lai. His name was Hugh Thompson. There are a couple of songs about him, and that's what I would bring out, that My Lai has another side to it. There are, in my own collection, over 50 songs about William Calley. And of the 50, I would say that 45 are saying that Calley was being railroaded, that he was being blamed unjustly, and 5 or so said he was the bad guy. But what I would like students to do is listen to the Ballad of Hugh Thompson and go out and look at his story. They can find it and learn something about the other side of that event.
My sense is that in some ways we're still fighting this war. I don't know if it's ever going to leave us because it tore us apart. It got at the heart of what we are as a nation and a country and a people. And we really haven't healed from it. We didn't take the time to heal from it. And frankly, to heal the 3 million that served, that's another story. We try to simplify. There's so many myths and distortions that have been made about the Vietnam War. And you put your finger on a classic one. It's pro-war, anti-war. It's peace now and love. We got to win this. We got to fight to the end. And there was so much politics around this. But the vets that talk to us about the music don't talk about the political music. They don't talk about the protest music. They talk about being lonely and missing home and wanting to get back home and we wanting to get out of that place. I'm afraid that we've done a bad job, especially with a lot of the films and some of the other accounts of the war, that we've tried to simplify it and made it easy and simple. It wasn't easy and simple. That's part of the problem with how the war was fought and also how the healing has gone. That's obviously made very much aware, at least for me and Craig, in the last 10 years of what we've done in the conversations we've had with the men and women who fought that war.
Doug, you've made a very important point. The Vietnam War means very different things to different people. It's our generation, certainly. But if you were a combat infantryman, Vietnam had one look to it. If you were an Air Force pilot flying say, a B-52 out of Thailand, it was a different kind of war. If you were rear echelon, it was a different war. If you were a draftee, it was different from if you had been a volunteer. It looked different if you were a non-commissioned officer or a private first class. So to say that there is a single way of looking at, in retrospect, the Vietnam War, that simply isn't true. I get that in music when I've done my programs. I had one gentleman come up to me afterwards with tears in his eyes. He responded to a song about napalm. I've had people offended by a song called Napalm Sticks to Kids. But he came up with tears in his eyes, and he said, I need to tell you that I received an Article 15 while I was in Vietnam for refusing to pilot a flight that was going to drop napalm. He said, it cost me my career. His response was a very personal one. A song segment that offended one individual struck home and very much affected somebody else. And I think that the only way I can handle that in my historical overview is to make sure that the music is not one-sided. There are protest songs, there are anti-protester songs, and the music is used as a historical overview of what happened, then all of that music has to be included. If it doesn't offend at least someone, then it probably isn't music with a sufficiently strong message to warrant using. But if I'm teaching the Vietnam history, then the songs that evoke the strongest reactions are potentially the most useful.
Songs about war have always had changing meanings as times change. From looking at World War II songs, I noticed that a lot of the songs were wanting to be reunited with a loved one, even if the song, if you looked at it carefully, was originally about breaking up with a loved one. Things like that, they just become different.
I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places,
right. Or right.
I'll be home for Christmas. They were not written necessarily as war songs, but they're the ones that resonated with the men who were overseas and with the folks who were left at home.